Thank you for joining me today. This is Labor Day, and so it's most likely an extended weekend for most of you. Others of you maintain a regular schedule, so whether you're being enjoying a day off, perhaps your last for a long while, or just going or coming home from work, whatever the case may be, I'm glad you're here. At the end of today's broadcast, I will give you a preview of what's ahead for us on God Is as we enter the new month of September. But first, let's get right into the Bible and pick up our reading in one of my top five favorite psalms. Today and tomorrow, I want to speak with you about Psalm 27. That's Psalm 27. To begin with, let me just read it. It's 14 verses. This is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers come upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such breathe out violence. I would have despaired unless I have believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this psalm, and I pray that you'll meet with us today. Give me clarity as I share with my friends some of the things that you've taught me from Psalm 27. Teach us to wait for you. Help us to be strong and let our hearts take courage in Jesus' name. Amen. As we consider this psalm, you should know that the author is David. In your Bible, under the number of the psalm, it will likely read a Psalm of David. That's David of the Old Testament, the simple shepherd boy that God chose and anointed as king over the nation of Israel. He is the second and greatest of Israel's kings, and he is also a poet who wrote most of the Psalms. Many of you will remember that David is a musician. He's a masterful harpist. A person who plays the harp is a harpist. And David can really play this eloquent instrument. I believe his musical ability is what drove his passionate and beautiful writing in the Psalms. And the context is packed with the ups and downs, the triumphs and defeats of his real life. Perhaps you also write in times of both encouragement and discouragement. If so, then you can relate to David in this way. And throughout the Psalms, we find the character of the man unleashed. I want to take you down to verses 4 and 5, and verse 4 begins with a two-word phrase that I find significant, one thing. David writes, one thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek. I find this refreshing, one thing. Like many of you, I find life can be so overwhelming. Our lives move in a very rapid motion. Days turn into days, and weeks turn into weeks, and then months become a year. And didn't this summer pass quickly? Those of you who teach and those of you students are back to school this week if you are not already there. Summer is a blur. But today we come to this psalm and David's opening words cause us to stop, to pause, and to think, what is my one thing? David says he has one thing. Do you have one thing? Likely you have many things. Most of us are being run ragged with things, things to do, things to think about, things to see, things we hope aren't a part of our life for long. but they are here today. But David can draw his whole life together down to just one thing. And when we read on in verses 4 and 5, we find out about David's one thing. Verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 27 again. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And I encourage you to read this on your own a little later and tell me how you would summarize King David's one thing. But I summarize it as follows. David's one thing is to be consumed by God. David wants to be consumed by the living God, and he writes about how he will do that. Look at the text with me if you can, and see if you see what I see. David says he will be consumed by the Lord by intentionally living in his presence. He writes that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Second, he will be consumed by the Lord because he looks at God to behold the beauty of the Lord. And third, David will be consumed by God because David always inquires of the Lord. Verse 4 continues, and to meditate in his temple. Let me repeat these to get them on your mind. According to Psalm 27, David's one thing is to be consumed by God. He will be consumed by God by intentionally living in his presence. He will be consumed by the Lord because he looks at God. And David will be consumed by God because David always inquires of the Lord. We will take these one at a time so I can say more, and let's move logically and begin with the first. David will be consumed by God by intentionally living in God's presence. Now, when we talk about God's presence, we certainly want to affirm that we're always in God's presence. God is everywhere at the same time. This is his world, and all of us are people he has made. God sees each and every one of us, and he knows in intimate and perfect detail what we are doing and thinking all the time. This applies to people who submit themselves to God and people who reject God. But David writes, that I may dwell in. In other words, I'm going to intentionally go into the presence of Almighty God. I am going to seek intimacy where God's presence will consume me. And that is, I'm going to God's house. Verse 4 continues, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You know, if you really want to get to know someone, go to his or her house. Go visit with them where they live. You'll be in their presence where they live and move and have their being. You'll see how they live and you'll get to know that a person a lot better. Their smell will be there. Pictures of their life will be hung on the walls or sitting on the mantle or presented in an album on the coffee table. When I have been invited into people's homes, I always leave with a much richer sense for who they are. Well, David's one thing is to be consumed by God, and so he wants to dwell, he wants to live, he wants to continually sit in the presence of Holy God, and so David visits God's house. And you might ask, are you saying that if I want my one thing to be consumed by God, that all I have to do is go to church every day? Church is God's house, right? So I need to be there Sundays, but now Monday through Saturday as well? No, I am not saying that because God's presence is not limited to a church building or church premises. God's presence is with you where you are, but the question is, are you attentive to his presence? David is saying, when I am intentional about being attentive to the presence of the living God, then he will consume me. David, back in Psalm 23, echoes this. This is a psalm many of you know. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David is intentional about living in the presence of God. It's all throughout the Psalms. And remember his one thing, to be consumed by God. Well, what better way to be consumed by God than to intentionally live in his presence? And so let me ask this. How might you and I intentionally live in the presence of God today? Do what David did. Be intentional. Do this as you see fit, but here's a practical idea. Get alone today. Be quiet. Shut off your phone and leave it in another room, and open your Bible to Psalm chapter 27. Read Psalm chapter 27 and think on it. If you're a Christian person, go to God in prayer. Talk to God about what you're reading in Psalm 27. And then, when you come back tomorrow, we'll pick up this psalm again. And remember what happened to you today as you intentionally lived in the presence of God. As we go throughout the rest of this psalm, you can carry today's experience with you. Just before I close, I want to let you know that starting on Wednesday this week, in just 2 days, I will begin a new series here on God Is. I'm going to ask and answer the question from within the pages of the Bible, where does God come from? This is often a question children will ask, but it's a valuable question for us adults too. Where does God come from? I'll answer beginning this Wednesday, so I want to encourage you to invite a friend and a family member to join with us starting on Wednesday. And I want to encourage you to invite someone to listen who's not yet a Christian. The scripture that we will begin with is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God. Genesis is a section of the Bible that many people who are not yet followers of Jesus are interested in discussing and debating. So how about it? Invite someone to listen with you, or introduce them to the God Is podcast by telling them the question that we'll discuss. Where does God come from? This series begins this Wednesday. So please invite friends, family members, a colleague, someone that you go to church with to join you beginning on Wednesday. But before Wednesday does come Tuesday, and so join me tomorrow on a Tuesday in Psalm chapter 27 for God Is.